What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
この番組はジャパントップ10ナンバーワンの J-POP ポッドキャストです。このエピソードはトップ10カウントダウンです。You're listening to Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music podcast. You're listening to a top 10 countdown on Japan Top
10. Hello and welcome everyone to another episode of Japan Top 10. This is episode 493, Japan Top 10 November 2023 countdown. We have a ton of amazing new songs for this month countdown. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this month Japan Top 10 countdown. By the way, I'm your host Haru, and
I'm Brinton.
Yay! Yeah, I remember that last time we did the countdown episode together, and you're so knowledgeable and you know everything about new songs.
No, you're far too kind. But you know, I am excited to be hosting another episode with you again. It's been a long time.
Yeah, same here. But before getting started, we have a short announcement. Do you want to join our team? We are looking for various staff members, including audio editors, content producers, and on-air hosts like us, to join our podcast. Join the biggest and best Japanese music-based podcast out there. Check out our website at jtop10.jp/join for details.
Alright, so starting off at number 10, we have Summertime Cinderella by Ryokuo Shoku Shakai, or Green Yellow Society, which has moved 3 spots down from the last countdown.
Number 10.
Thank you.
That was Summertime Cinderella by Yokuo Shoku Shakai, or Green Yellow Society. Yokuo Shoku Shakai is a band from Nagoya, Japan, consisting of four members: Nagaya Haruko on vocals and guitar, Kobayashi Ise on guitar and chorus, Anami Shingo on bass and chorus, and Pepe as a keyboardist and chorus.
The band was originally formed by five high school students in 2012. However, before they met at school, they had become friends on social media.
The name Yokuo Shoku Shakai comes from when Nagaya was drinking vegetable juice. Kobayashi, who saw this, said Yokuo Shoku Yasai, but the other members mistakenly heard Yokuo Shoku Shakai.
That's funny.
Yeah. Apparently this song was also the theme to the Fuji TV drama Midsummer Cinderella, or Manatsu no Cinderella.
Yes, exactly. Wow. Have you watched the drama?
I have not, but yeah, that was kind of what I discovered when, I guess, researching this song. Do you know much about the show?
I'm not sure, but it's not available, I guess, because it's summer drama.
Yeah, definitely isn't very accessible. So from what I researched, apparently the show is about a surfing instructor who is born and raised by the sea, meeting with a construction worker by chance. I don't actually know much about the show, but I can imagine the song like captures that same theme of, I guess, meeting someone by chance and falling in love.
Yes, exactly. So I think this song is about, you know, it's about love. It's a love song, and like crushing someone and maybe in the beginning of love. So yeah, I just love this song, and I also want to have that experience.
Yeah, well, I think for our listeners in the Southern Hemisphere, such as Australia and New Zealand and other countries in the area, it is definitely something to, I guess, keep in mind as we approach the summer season.
Oh, yeah, that's true. So it's summer, I guess, in Australia, right?
In about a month it will be.
Uh-huh. Oh, wow. Okay. So I'm wondering, like, you think that during summer means like perhaps like December or January, February? Yeah? Summer.
Yeah, that's the summer season down here.
Oh, yeah, I want to go. Yeah.
Yes, definitely do come down to Australia. It's beautiful, especially in the summer.
Oh, nice. Oh, by the way, which city do you live in?
Yeah, I live in Melbourne, which is the far southeast side of Australia. But of course, I think temperatures can get blisteringly hot. I think it easily breaks 40 degrees.
Okay, so like during Christmas, it's like really hot Christmas.
Yeah, Christmas in Australia is very interesting. It's warm there, so like hearing songs about snow and winter and stuff like that is a little bit weird to listen to. And I guess Australian Christmas is mostly about having a barbecue with your family.
Oh, cool. Wow, yeah. That's totally different from the, you know, like typical Christmas season.
Yes, definitely.
Wow, interesting. All right, let's move on to the number 9 spot. This is Seimetai or Life by Gen Hoshino, which was on the same spot in our previous countdown.
Number 9.
That was Seimeitai or Life by Gen Hoshino. I think everyone knows who it is, but Gen Hoshino is a Japanese singer-songwriter, musician, actor, and writer.
From its formation in 2000 until its disbandment in 2015, Hoshino led the instrumental band Sake Rock, where he played marimba and guitar. The group released over 10 albums. As a solo artist, he debuted with his first album, Baka no Uta, in 2010.
This song, Seimeitai or Life, encompasses themes of self-discovery, resilience, and embracing the journey of life. And also, this song was written as the theme song for the 19th World Championships in Athletics and the 19th Asian Games.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I did research.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it makes a lot of sense, you know, with the context of the music video. Yeah, I really was a little bit confused about it. But yeah, thanks for sharing that information, Haru.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, and I guess this song is about sports, I think, because, you know, Gen Hoshino wrote this song for the, you know, competition, sports games. But I guess the lyrics are related to everyone's life. Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, it's... This song, I guess, this song to me is very interesting because I guess when I heard the lyrics and tried to, like, when I heard the song and, you know, like, read more into the lyrics, I took away a lot from it than I think I should have. I guess, as we know, the song is about self-discovery, resilience, and embracing life. But, you know, when I heard that song, I actually took away this sort of sense of, I guess, mindfulness. So, yeah, the thing about mindfulness is that practicing mindfulness is about, like, I guess, feeling your presence in the world, knowing that you exist, knowing that, like, just feeling grounded in the now. And I feel like that was something that the song, like, really tried, like, the message that the song really tried to deliver. I might have understood it wrong, though, but that's how I interpreted it.
No. That's so deep. Wow, I haven't thought about it.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah. And for me, I liked it, like, a sound. It's like, you know, it's jazzy and, you know, like, the sound of saxophone.
Yeah, definitely.
It's really cool. I love it.
Yeah. And again, Hoshino's vocals really lend well to that sound.
Yeah, that's true.
And moving on to number 8, we have a new entry from Unison Square Garden with Ikenai Fool Logic, or Bad Fool Logic.
Number 8. 君の心が必要だ僕の心は必要だ全部ひっくり返しちゃうような競争をくれよ Hey!
Nano
keep out.必要だ開けずっぽを繰り返しちゃうように見えてるとしても結局僕らが勝利しちゃうから競争をくれよ Hey! ラララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララララ
That was Ikenai Fool Logic, or Bad Fool Logic, by Unison Square Garden. Unison Square Garden is a Japanese pop rock band, signed to Toys Factory. The band includes Kosuke Saito on vocals and guitar, Tomoya Tabuchi on bass and backing vocals, and Takao Suzuki on drums.
In July 2004, the band was formed and named as Unison, and later renamed the band name to Unison Square Garden. They took part in the Teens Music Festival Musical Instrument Store Competition and finally won the Grand Prix.
In 2008, they made a major debut at Toys Factory. In February of 2014, they gave their first performance on Music Station. In July of 2015, they released the anniversary album Dugout Accident and held a concert in Nippon Budokan.
And this song is used as the opening for the TV anime Kamonohashi Ron no Kindan Suiri. Do you know this anime?
No, but I have seen it on Crunchyroll. Yes, it's a fairly new show. And I'm going to be honest, I don't know anything about the show other than what, like, the summary of it. Mm-hmm. From what I gathered, it's a police procedural series that takes a lot of inspiration from Sherlock Holmes.Apparently the main character is like an interesting detective kind of character. So yeah, I guess it's very easy to see the connection between that and Sherlock Holmes. I wonder if Ikenai Fool Logic kind of relates to the character in some way.
Yeah, I think so. Like, the music video is like, you know, like a kind of detective. I don't know, but yeah, I think everything relates to the animation, I guess.Yeah, I don't know much about this anime, but yeah, like, you know everything. You know everything about Japanese anime and TV drama. Wow.
No, I do not. In this instance, I've only just read a description on the app.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I couldn't really understand, like, I guess the theme of the song because I'm like, I'm guessing it's probably related to the show in some way.
Mm-hmm.
So I would imagine that, you know, one would have to watch the show to really have a full appreciation of it.
Yeah. For me, I think the anime is kind of like positive one. Like this song, it's like a, you know, it's so dramatic and like dreaming, like a musical.
Right.
Yeah. By the way, I didn't know this band, so this is new for me.
Ah. Yes. I don't really listen to their stuff much either. It's yeah. I've seen the name around in a few places, but yeah, I'm definitely not.I'm not really a fan, well, not a fan, but I don't really go out of my way to listen to Unison Square Garden.
Oh, okay, but yeah, it's a new discovery. Yay.
Yes.
Yay. And moving on to the number 7 spot, we have another new song, This is Bitter by ビッケブランカ
Number 7
生まれてからこれまでを宝石に例えるならパールとはいかないけど悪くないかなまあね I'm a mate, I'm a fam なぜだろう気持ち溢れて抜けるよ君の声が聞きたい冗談で構わない Take my hand again Take my hand again Take my hand again いつか届くと信じてるんだいつだって大切君を思ってる元気でいますか調子はどうかな I miss you when I believe こちらは毎日とても退屈です今すぐ会いたいのです Life is better Life is better Life is better Life is この気持ちは単純でありとても大きな矛盾があるこのままじゃダメだって分かりすぎる踏み出せ風を切る切る切る季節巡っても変わらない語らったカフェ前のベンチ今はないアロマ香る涙さらすこの感じいつまで続くのか僕たちお似合いだったかなありがとうちゃんと伝えたっけな癖のある発音の早くしてとか笑顔に救われてばかりだった僕にできることを探して、急いで磨いて、光放つ、君を手繰り寄せる。いつだって大切、君を思ってる。元気でいますか？女子はどうかな ？I miss you when I believe。こちらは毎日とても退屈です。今すぐ会いたいの。これまでを宝石に例えるならパールとはいかないけど悪くないかなまあね I'm a mate, I'm a fam なぜだろう気持ち溢れて抜けるよ君の声が聞きたい冗談で構わない
That was Peter by ビッケブランカ or his real name 山池純也He's better known by his stage name, Bikke Branca, is a singer-songwriter, guitarist, and pianist.
In 2012, Bikke Branca won an event called Minami Wheel with his song, Wake Up Sweetheart. In 2016, he made his major debut under Avex Trax with his mini-album, Slave of Love.
And the new song was written for the movie, The Pearl Legacy, or in Japanese, 親のお金は誰のもの法定相続人。Starring Manami Higa and Shohei Miura. Bitter was inspired by the memory of someone who has passed away, and just as the song's lyrics, Life is Bitter, suggest the lightness of the track and Bikke Branca's gentle singing voice convey a bittersweet feeling that will touch your heart and embrace you warmly.
Yeah, definitely when I heard this song,There was a sense of like hopefulness. I think it was inspired by, you know, someone passing away. But with the hopefulness, it's like, you know, you'll eventually move on. That was what I gathered from, I guess, hearing it.
Yeah, that's true. I also like the music video. And like there are like two school girls, like they seem friends, I guess.But because the lyrics is about like missing someone, I feel like, you know, the theme of music video is about like girls' love. I don't know, but for me it was like a little bit of like GL feeling.
Yeah, no, I'm really glad that you've brought it up because I think There are lots of different perspectives that you can have with this song. Like, there's one perspective of, like, you know, losing someone, and then there's this perspective of, like, wanting someone. Mm-hmm. And I think, like, from what I've shared earlier, there's also the perspective of, like, trying to achieve that connection, but knowing that it's difficult and uncertain. Oh. So it's that complexity that I'm really glad to see this song making its way into the countdown.
Oh, yeah. So now let's take a short announcement break. Do you want to advertise on our podcast? Market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese culture-based podcasts. Reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. Find the full details at jtop10.jp to find out an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs.
And back to the countdown. At number 6, we have a new entry from Aimeon with Not Okay.
Number 6.
Thank you.
That was Not Okay by Aimyon. Aimyon is a Japanese singer and songwriter. She's from Nishinomiya, Hyogo Prefecture, and is currently signed to Unbud under Warner Music Japan.
Aimyon was influenced to become a singer-songwriter in part because of her grandmother, who herself aspired to be a singer or actress, and her father, who worked as an audio engineer. She grew up with music and started writing songs when she was in middle school.
Aimyon began penning songs in her first year of high school. While she was in school, she appeared on a music program that a friend uploaded on YouTube and performed the song in public for the first time. Yeah, I'm not sure how you feel about this song, but even though I guess it might sound cheery, like, at, you know, as a first impression, the lyrics are really kind of a bit sad, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's kind of like a sad love song, or like a song is about like broken heart.
Yeah, definitely. Like heartbreak, and I guess knowing that it's about to happen.
Yeah.
It reminded me of this Western song from a very long time ago, which has that same sort of theme. Do you know of the song Heya by Outkast?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's kind of like the same thing where it's like, you know, it's about a couple that, you know, I guess, who know that things aren't working out, but they're, you know, they're trying to pretend that it's not happening.
Mm.
Yeah, it's a similar sort of, I think, theme here.
Oh, wow. Interesting. So probably Aimyon knows the song and maybe she was inspired from the song.
Possibly.
Oh, nice. For me, I like the sound. Even though this song is, you know, released in Reiwa era, but it sounds like, you know, Showa kind of vibe. I mean, like, Kayokyoku. Like, really, it's nostalgic and retro.
I'm gonna be honest, what is Reiwa sound?
Reiwa sound? Nanda, current J-pop scene, I don't know. More like, I would say more like YOASOBI, kinda, or Ado, you know?
Right, kinda. Okay.
Maybe, not sure.
Would they, would they really be Reiwa? I don't think there was. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, but, you know, like, this kind of retro sound is popular in Japan, so yeah, I think it's kind of like trend back in like 80s or 90s. Or even back in 70s.
Right. And before we go on to our next song, we do have an announcement. Are you an indie Japanese music artist? If you create Japanese music and want some exposure, please get in touch with our music director by sending them an email at nola@jtop10.jp. That is nola@jtop10.jp. Along with the song that you would like us to feature on the podcast.
And now we are getting into the top 5. This is also a new song, which is Hana or Flower by Fujii Kaze.
Number 5.
Take you good.
That was Hana or Flower by Fujikaze, who is a Japanese singer-songwriter and musician under Universal Music Japan.
Raised in Satoshi, Okayama in Japan, he began uploading covers to YouTube at the age of 12. He released his first studio album, Help Ever Hurt Never, in 2020, which reached number one on the Billboard Japan Hot Albums chart and number two on the Oricon Albums chart.
Yes. And Fuji was the first Asian act in history to debut a song in all 73 available countries and regions of Spotify Daily Viral Charts. Yes, he's very popular in overseas as well.
Yeah. I guess I must not be listening to the right places, or I guess I've been playing my daily mixes a little bit too much. This completely flew under my radar.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But when I did hear this song, it was surprisingly deep for the flowery theme that it has going on.
Mm.
You know, with most songs, you know, it's always all about, you know, individual beauty and I guess you know, everybody being special in their own way.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what I really liked about this song is that it also kind of brings up the fact that flowers do wilt. And so it's that sense of, like, I guess, fleeting that makes life, like, valuable, if that makes sense. Like, you know, life is short, so, you know, it makes it important in its own way.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Like, for me, like, in terms of hana or flower, this song reminds me of 世界に一つだけの花 by SMAP. Yeah.
Yes. I instantly drew that connection as well when I saw the word and then I read the lyrics to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but fortunately that's where the similarities end, because yeah, I really like that this is kind of like a different take on the same theme. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a more jazzy kind of sound.
Yeah. That's true. I like the sound, and then especially the intro. Intro is so nice.
Yes.
And like, I noticed that, like, I guess on the previous countdown, we do have, we also had his song, was Working Hard. And that song was more like English. You know, there's so many, like, mainly English lyrics, I guess. But this song is mostly, like, Japanese. That's interesting.
Yeah. Very interesting indeed.
Yeah.
And new to the countdown at number four, we have Yusha, or The Brave, by Yoasobi.
Number four.
Oh,
消えてしまっても私が未来に連れて行くからあの日全て始まったくだらなくって思わずふっと笑ってしまうようなありふれた時間が今も眩しい知りたいんだ今更だって振り返るとそこにはいつでも優しく微笑みかける君がいるから新たな旅の始まりは君が守り抜いたこの地に芽吹いた命と共に
That was Yusha, or The Brave, by YOASOBI. YOASOBI is a Japanese music super duo formed in 2019, composed of Vocaloid producer Ayase and singer-songwriter Ikura.
Yusha, or Brave, is the opening for the new hit anime, Free Ren, Beyond Journey's End.
The song was included as part of YOASOBI's The Book 3 album, which was released on the 4th of October 2023.
Do you know the anime Free Ren?
No. I did see this also on Crunchyroll, and I'm going to be honest, it didn't look too appealing to me.
Okay.
But yes, I did read the summary of this show as well, just before like this episode. But yeah, you know, I was excited to see that, you know, we have a YOASOBI song in this countdown. And if there's one thing that they really do well, it's their ability to transform and adaptyou know, all sorts of stories into songs in, you know, in their own way.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. And so what I liked about this song is that it sounded a bit more like a fantasy kind of song, if that makes sense. And I would imagine that, it reflects the story that the show, you know, is, you know, tells. And of course, it also, the lyrics also say as much as well. And of course, that also lines up with, with what I read in the summary of the show.
Oh, wow, nice. Like, for me, like, in the beginning, I was like, it's not a typical YOASOBI. It's more like, you know, slow and, you know, like a gentle kind of sound. But it dramatically changes to, like, the typical YOASOBI sound. It was interesting.
Yeah, I agree. It's definitely not, like, a normal YOASOBI song at first. Mm-hmm. I was fully expecting something along the lines of, like, Tabun.
Oh, ho, ho.Ah, okay.
But yeah, the fact that, I guess, they were able to tell the same story as the show all in a song really, I guess, speaks well to, I guess, YOASOBI's ability to adapt any story to a song.
Oh, wow. And we're getting into the top three. We have Nichijou, or Everyday Life, by Official Hige Dandism, which is down two spots from our previous countdown.
Number three.
That was 日常 or Everyday Life by Official Hige Dandism. Official Hige Dandism, commonly abbreviated Higedan, is a Japanese pop rock band formed in Shimane Prefecture, Japan, in 2012 by Satoshi Fujihara as a lead vocal and pianist, and Daisuke Ozawa as a lead guitarist and backing vocal. Makoto Narazaki as a bassist, saxophonist, and backing vocal, and Masaki Matsuura as a drummer, percussionist, and backing vocal.
After signing a record deal with the major label Pony Canyon in 2018, Official Hige Dandism released the debut single No Doubt, the lead single from the extended play Stand By You EP.
The song Nichijou was featured as the theme song for NTV News Zero and is on the same single as their other hit song, Chessboard.
I'm going to be honest, I was pretty surprised when I heard this song. It's like, when I hear Official Hige Dandism, I normally, like, their songs are normally, like, very, very, very energetic and upbeat.
That's true.
But this one is a little bit more understated.
Mm-hmm-hmm. Yeah, it's not a typical Hige Dan song, I guess. Yeah, but it's good.
Yeah, what I like about Official Hige Dandism is that they always have, like, relatable lyrics.
Yeah.
And here, it's, I guess, it's all about, you know, living each and every day. Just because, you know, things might be bad right now doesn't mean that it will be bad every other day. Mm-hmm. That's how I interpreted the song.
Yeah, that's true. And also, like, you know, Hige Dan tell us that, you know, there is always someone that, how do you say, you know, like, someone is always carrying you. Kind of like, maybe like their parent, your parents or friends or lover.
Yeah, it's definitely a very relatable song. And yeah, I guess it's no surprise that that this song has made its way into especially the top three of the countdown.
And now we have a short announcement. Do you want to hear some extra songs in this episode? Join our Patreon club and become a Patreon star or Patreon platinum donor to get some extra songs on this episode. See full details on our site at jtop10.jp/club.
Back to the countdown. Staying at number two, we have Specials by King Nu.
Number two.
You are my special.
Special.
走りますレイセイと部下はゴーハートです
Can't miss me
自分を噛まん言葉ばかりをいつまで言い聞かせるの
Can't miss me
生き様を食い上がってそこのごめんだわ
どうしてよその体温感じたいの体温のフローがつけた
ロマンティックにごまかさないで簡単色に切り裂いて熱っぽいラブソングには酔えないよもう
That was Specials by King Gnu. King Gnu is a Japanese band formed in 2013, consisting of Daiki Tsuneta as a vocalist and guitarist, Satoru Iguchi as a vocalist and keyboardist, and Kazuki Arai as bassist, and also Yu Seki as the band's drummer.
The band's main songwriter is Daiki Tsuneta, who also performs as part of the creative collective Millennium Parade.
This song acts as an opener for the Jujutsu Kaisen Shibuya Incident story arc, which debuted on the Japan Hot 100 list 4 weeks ago at number 4.
Do you watch Jujutsu Kaisen?
No, but I know that Shana has been giving me a very hard time for not finding any time to watch it.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the message of the song is lost on me because I feel like it relates a lot to the show, I would imagine.
I think so too.
But yeah, I guess taking aside the context of the show, it does also tell a story about taking control and, you know, like confronting the unknown. But yeah, I think there are other parts of the song that mention like Tokyo and the media and that kind of thing. I wish I knew what that was all about.
Yeah. Then also the music video is kind of mysterious. I guess it's connected to Jujutsu Kaisen. So this like Shibuya, what was that? Shibuya Incident Story arc.
Yeah, I guess I do have a lot of catching up on if I really want to try and appreciate this song.
The number one song on this month countdown is Show by Ado, which is up 2 spots from our previous countdown.
Number 1.
No.
よ無理そうなほどに跳ねる心臓 Cry 劇場劇場 It's a little bit Mini 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 Talk to the breaker 100年防してるその気持ち解放 Sickly get to me Show ズボドボドビー買ったら2枚ばやしがしたそういうのジュースダブラカスなかった夏やカルマにタルマにタルタを
That was Show by Ado. Ado is a Japanese singer who made her debut at the age of 17 with the digital single titled Usewa, which peaked at number 1 on Billboard Japan Hot 100, Oricon Digital Singles Chart, and the Oricon Streaming Chart.
In 2022, her song New Genesis was used as the theme song for the anime film One Piece Film Red, and topped Apple Music's Global Top 100 charts.
And Ado collaborated with Universal Studios Japan for its Halloween event, Halloween Horror Nights, for the track.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to be honest, I'm not surprised to see this song at number one.
Yeah, this is really popular in Japan right now.
Yeah, it's also like really popular down here as well. Like, I actually heard it on the radio while I was driving.
Wow.
Once. Yeah. Do you feel like this song relates in any way to Halloween, or do you feel like there's like a more, I guess, general kind of message about it?
Yeah, I think it's more a general thing. Not sure, but you know, this song is so addictive, and yeah, I guess that this song will be popular next year as well.
Yeah, this song really is, I guess, like the best of Ado, and like. Basically everything great that is about you know her work being that you know it's loud and proud and like it's essentially like super expressive with so much energy that doesn't like and there's no at no point do you ever feel like that energy drops throughout the song so I guess the reason why I asked about whether it relates to Halloween is like I think when I read the lyrics to this song it really kind of like goes on about you know expressing yourself and I know that Halloween is all about Halloween is a form of expression through costume.
Okay, but Halloween here in Japan is a bit different from Western world. I mean, like we just not everyone, but some people just do cosplay.
Yeah, no doubt. I think it's also the same in many other places.
Oh yeah,
as well.
But children don't do any like trick or treating, and we just like young people tend to be more like hyper on the day. So this year, we cannot go to Shibuya to celebrate Halloween because last year there was an accident in Korea. So yeah, we couldn't celebrate. But some people did in like Shibuya, Anodon Shibuya, Shinjuku, or like other parts of Japan. Tokyo.
Right, yeah, I heard about that. I heard about that incident. It was so crowded that 3 people died from either being trampled or exhaustion of some sort.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that right? Yeah, that's really scary stuff. This might be a bit of a weird question, but how did you feel when you heard this song for the first time?
That's interesting. Like, first of all, when I tried to watch this music video and I wasn't sure about the song. The show, okay, that's a new song. And I just immediately noticed that, you know, I heard this song. The intro is so catchy. And somehow, I already know the intro. What do I say? Yeah.
Yeah, it's a very unique sound. Yeah. When I first heard this song, I was actually at the gym. And I was doing like a really intense workout. And hearing the song, like, it really, I felt super energized and powerful. And I think the lyrics really kind of helped me feel that way as well. And of course, yeah, you know, weeks after, I eventually heard it again on radio. So it's such a good song.
Yeah, that's true. And I guess many people want to sing this song, but, you know, it's so difficult. It's too fast.
My gosh, yeah, I've seen so many people try to sing Usewa at karaoke, and yeah, it rarely goes well.
But, you know, Ado is such a great singer.
Yeah, definitely, like, a very skilled vocalist.
Yes, exactly.
And for our indie spotlight, we have Mure ni Natte, or Flocks, by Mei Ehara. That was Mure ni Natte, or Flocks, by Mei Ehara. Born in 1991, Ehara began producing her own music after creating background music for films as a student and was signed to the independent record label Kakuba Rhythm in 2017.
Mure ni Natte, or Flocks, is from Ehara's second album, Ampersands, from 2020.
In addition to creating her own music, Ehara enjoys creating photography for other artists and works as an editor for the literary magazine Sono.
Her music is available on Spotify, Apple Music, and Bandcamp, and she regularly performs around Tokyo and at Fuji Rock Festival in Niigata.
Yeah, I absolutely love the funk influences in this song.
Yeah, that's true. I also like the melody and also her voice. It's so relaxing and smooth. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, it reminded me of, I guess, when I was a student at university a long time ago. And yeah, there was this phase where I only ever listened to things like funk and disco and R&B. Mm. And at the time, there was this YouTube channel that I religiously listened to. I'm not sure if you might have heard of it, but it's called My Analog Journal. They play things like funk and R&B and city pop even.
Oh.
And yeah, they do play a few Japanese songs. And yeah, this song would, it feels like it would naturally fit in with that kind of, I guess, genre.
Yeah, that's true. For me, I like the music video. Have you watched it?
Yeah, it's really cute.
Yeah, it is. It's so powerful animated music video is so cute.
Yeah, I might have missed it, but that was Ehara's own art. Is that right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Wow.
Definitely do watch the music video. It's amazingly cute.
Yes, exactly. And that's it for this episode. We hope you enjoyed it, and we also hope that you will enjoy our next episode, which is Kusei and Andy will join you in 2 weeks from now to bring you the latest news episode out of Japan for the winter 2023 season. So please stay tuned for that. Thank you so much for listening to the end, everyone, and thank you so much for co-hosting Brinton.
Yes, and thank you very much, Haru, for also co-hosting with me. It's been such a long time, and it has been an absolute blast. I guess going through this month's countdown with you.
Yeah, and I'm so appreciated. You do research a lot, and you're always so helpful.
Oh no, likewise to you. I think you've done your own fair share of research as well.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for listening, and we'll see you in the next episode.
Yeah, we will see you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Sayonara. Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music
podcast. Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.